Hey, Shelley Spurs here. I'm here with, how do you pronounce your last name?
Garbowska.
Agnes Garbowska.
Perfect.
Who, yeah, sure.
Who has, who's just released the prequel to Yumi Zombie, which is all kinds of awesome. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say that I'm kind of a screaming fangirl. But it's okay. So I was just going to ask a couple rudimentary questions. Congratulations on the new book. When is the next installment coming out?
Right now, I actually don't know when issue one will be released. I'm done laying out the whole issue, so I can get it done pretty quick, but I haven't decided yet if I'm going to self-publish it or if I want to try to find a publisher for it, but I can guarantee you there will be an issue one, and it'll be where the story started and she wakes up in this crazy world.
Awesome. Where did you get the idea?
Well, as a kid, I used to love horror movies. Zombies, vampires, ghouls, goblins, you name it. I loved it, but it always creeped me out. Like, I had nightmares, so I thought, wouldn't it be fun to create a zombie book that's for all ages that might scare the kids a little bit, but not enough to give them lots of sleepless nights.
Awesome. What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh my goodness, that's a very good question. Well, it's not really scary, but it's more funny. I love Shaun of the Dead. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, and I could just keep watching it over and over because it's a little scary, but it's so hilarious.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites. Why do you like comics?
I grew up on comics. One of my mom's ex-boyfriends actually gave me a comic one day, and he went, "Here," and I'm like, "What is this?" And he's like, "Oh, it's a comic book," and it was actually an X-Men book. And I read it, and I was hooked from an early age, and he just kept buying them for me, and I became a collector, and to this day, I just love comic books.
Favorite comic book titles?
Right now, I have to say Green Lantern and The Blackest Night. I am hooked on that book, and every month, I'm just waiting for the next issue to come out.
Oh, it's so good. I've never read Green Lantern before. He's a huge fan, and kind of got me into it, so I'm really enjoying it myself. Art and writing always your dream when you were little as a chosen career? Did you fall into it later on, or how did you get into comics?
Well, I'm actually an only child, and I'm actually from Poland. So when I first came to Canada, I didn't know any English, and I couldn't communicate with anyone. So all I did really was sit around and watch cartoons. And my mom said all I did was always draw while I was watching TV and try to draw what I was seeing. And she said that I just loved it from an early age. And then I kept drawing through grade school. I took some art classes in high school. And I continued through college. And I just kept doing it. And it's what I love. And I just love letting my imagination go.
Oh, wow. Who are your influences? Who are your influences?
Chris Bacello is a huge, huge influence of mine. I love Francis Manapul's work. Even before we started dating, I thought he was a pretty cool artist. Even though I didn't know much of his work, I thought it was totally, totally awesome, and I'm in love with what he's doing now. There's some writers which just inspire me to keep doing it. I'm a huge Gail Simone fan. Whatever she writes, I will read it. I have read so many of her titles, and I'm going to continue reading more into the future.
Awesome. And do you have any advice for people who want to break into the industry of things that you know now that you wish you knew then type of stuff?
I guess so. Really, if you love what you're doing, do it. But you got to really work hard and don't expect things to fall into your lap. You got to work hard, and if you want it, go out there, do it. Just talk to people. My best advice is always be polite. You never know who you're going to meet, and just talk to everyone around you because you just never know. And some of my greatest industry contacts I met by total fluke because I thought they were awesome people. I love talking to them, and I found out they're a little more than just the person down the street that I just happened to talk to. And go to conventions. You never know who you can meet at a convention. And talk to other artists. Just talk to everyone.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. And awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.